Hello, this is my Easter Day diary for April the 17th, 2022. I thought for my concluding entry for this season of audio diaries, I would share the sermon that I offered at our Easter liturgies this morning at Trinity Church in Wauwatosa. The sermon is drawn from John's Gospel, the Johannine account of Easter Day, which features Mary Magdalene. You can read that story in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Here's the sermon. Woman, why are you weeping? The question is asked of Mary Magdalene twice, first by the angels, and then by the resurrected Jesus himself. Mary's answer is essentially the same. The body isn't where it's supposed to be. We left it here and now it's gone. Where is he? Please tell me. Mary's tears of anxiety are driven by her knowledge of a physical reality. Dead people stay where you left them. So, if the body is missing, someone must have taken it somewhere. Mary is weeping because of grief, because of confusion, and because of fear. She is on emotional overload. She witnessed the agony of Jesus on the cross. She may have watched as his body was placed in the tomb, and now he's nowhere to be found. Won't someone tell her where he is? Just for a moment, let's try to get outside of our heads. Let's try and get away from the intellectual distance we put between ourselves and this story. The intellectual distance that's created either by our certainty that the story exactly happened, or our certain disbelief in all the story altogether. For a moment, let's attempt, however imperfectly, to put ourselves in Mary's place and listen to this story from our heart. Can we imagine her desperation? Can we empathize with her distress? Can we hear the quiver in her voice? Where is he? Can we see her reddened eyes, weary from sobbing? Then, through the whirlwind of emotions, she hears the man she mistook for the gardener say her name, Mary. Wait, what? Could it be? Yes, she knows that voice. Teacher! Don't hold on to me, Jesus says. In that moment, Mary's primary question is answered. She now knows exactly where he is. He's right in front of her. But because she's a human being, I suspect other questions must have immediately flooded her mind. How is this possible? Am I seeing things? What happens next? Who should I tell? Will anyone believe me? She takes the news to the men, the disciples who were supposedly in charge of things. Mary becomes the apostle to the apostles who shares the good and unbelievable news. He is risen. No one understands what's happening. Everyone is confused about next steps. Meanwhile, the tomb is empty and the risen Jesus is on the move, and the world will never be the same. It's been 1,092 days since we last gathered in person in this space to hear this story of Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb. For many of us, today is a mixture of happiness, sorrow, anxiety, confusion, anger, and grief. We want to celebrate with abandon, and we are still feeling tenuous. We want to move into the future, and still the future seems uncertain. We want there to be a happy ending, but what we have instead is an opportunity for another beginning. We keep hoping new life is possible, all the while weeping for what was lost along the way. Yes, resurrection happens. If it doesn't, then as Paul the Apostle wrote, we are of all people most to be pitied. But resurrection does not remove the pain, the disappointments, the failures, or the losses we have sustained. Remember, the resurrected Lord still bore the scars from his hours of agony on the cross. Instead of erasing our histories, resurrection transfigures the whole of our experience into a new way of life, a life in which we are set free to live into our future with steadfast faithfulness and straightforward hope. 2,000 years on, if we're honest, we are as confused by the resurrection as Mary and all the rest of the disciples were. The risen Lord was right in front of them, and they struggled to make sense of what they were seeing. So rather than attempting to explain the resurrection, they simply proclaimed their experience of it to anyone and everyone who would listen. Turns out, telling the story was all they needed to do. And guess what? Telling the story is all we need to do as well. The tomb is empty. Jesus is on the move, and we never know where or when he'll show up. New life takes root in the soil of grief and sorrow and blossoms in resistance to any narrative which suggests death gets the last word. Resurrection happens. May God grant us the vision to see it, the ears to hear it, and the courage to live like it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you for taking all the time that you have taken this Lent to spend it in a few minutes of reflection with me. I thought at the outset of this 10th year of doing these diaries that this would likely be the last year. And now I'm not so sure. I find that these opportunities to reflect on Scripture, even if only a few folks listen to those reflections, these opportunities give me a chance to sit still, to read Scripture, to think about what that Scripture may mean to me right now in my own spiritual journey. And so, in a lot of ways, you all get to listen in as I wrestle with Scriptures that I have read since I was a teenager. So thank you for that. Thank you for letting me into your ears over these last few weeks. We'll see what the future brings. Who knows, I might be up for year 11 come Ash Wednesday of 2023 if the Lord lets me live that long. So until then, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.